Hello.
Oh, hi, Ruben. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing good, Tina. Doing good. Just trying to navigate here. So, yeah, so I have I have two locations. I have we do Sacramento area, and also we just started in the, Southern California area, which is Murrieta, Temecula, Inland Empire area.
Okay.
And I'm trying to see how I can advertise there.
So you have an address in that new location, right, in Murrieta?
Yeah, it's another address, uh-huh.
Okay. So what we would recommend is to create a new profile. Is it also for the same type of industry for window coverings and whatnot? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, so with your Sacramento location, I see that you're being very, very aggressive with the Google ads because you have $1,000 monthly going towards the ads, $149 going towards the local exposure, plus Facebook ads. So what you could do is you could do that same bundle, but minimize a little bit the Google ads at first and do it for $549 monthly, and that would include a budget of $300 for the Google ads, okay? Or you could start out just to get some traction there and do, maybe just the bundle with the Facebook ads, and that's just $249 monthly.
Yeah, so I want to kind of take away a little bit more from Sacramento and shift it over to the Murrieta area.
That's what I was going to tell you, because you're paid in full for Sacramento until June 12th. So you could always adjust the budget. You could say, hey, I'll take the ads down to $500 for Sacramento, and then that would give me, a little bit of leeway to add the new location. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Can I do it any amount? I mean, can I do like maybe, $300 in Sacramento and then the rest over there at the new location?
Yeah, you could do that too. You could do $700 for the new location and then $300, and then with the bundle, which would include everything, it would be an extra $250 on top of it. So let me explain to you what the package itself would include, because above and beyond just doing Google paid ads, it would also include the first page placement in the maps, which is very, very important for Murrieta.
Yeah.
And then you would get, and that would be for Google and Bing, we would program you into some of the popular directories in that area, as well as the mobile platform, meaning that you'll come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. Then, as you know, because you're using us for Sacramento, Google allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads, right?
Sure.
So
yeah.
With that, you would also get that budget to run the ads in the Murrieta area, and it's pretty cool how it works. I don't know if anyone has broken it down to you before, but you've been with us for a while, but how it works is, you know how when you search for pretty much anything online, chances are next time you go to your Facebook news feed, there's an ad for your company coming up, right? So with that being said, the Facebook ads would be targeted towards, Murrieta, Temecula, Inland Empire. And then, you would have a fresh new batch of ads running for that area. You also get the call, tracking system, which will show you which calls are coming from Google and which calls are coming from Facebook, the keywords, that are being used. And, if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you even see which zip codes they're coming from.
Okay. Yeah.
So
how do I start this process? I mean, because I want to, and also I was going to ask you a question. So I'm using Yelp as well, right? And how does that compare to you guys?
Yelp is a directory, and typically speaking, when someone does a search online just looking at straight numbers, 87% will hire off the first page of Google. So that only leaves 13%. If you look at Yelp, Yellow Pages, Yahoo, City Search, and kind of lump those directories all into one category, combined, they're only generating about 13%. So it's a good thing to have for your business, you know, but, you know, a lot of people, if they're looking for blinds or window coverings or whatnot, they're going to say, just Google it. You know, I hardly ever hear someone say, let's Yelp it, unless it's for a restaurant, you know?
that was my whole thing that I've been thinking about. I'm thinking, everybody Googles it, you know?
Exactly. Plus, so Google's built into all the smartphones. It's not the Yelp that's built into them, you know what I mean? So.
Exactly. So, I mean, I definitely want to start. How do I do that? How do I start?
I can add that new profile on for you right now. Question, though, for the Marietta location, is it a physical address where you can receive that 5-digit PIN card from Google if they were to send it?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, good. Okay, so let me go ahead and put some information in. So... The business name is still Price Right Blinds, right?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, let me put that in. Price Right Blinds. And then, do you have a Marietta phone number yet or no?
No, that's what I wanted to do. I was thinking about getting, right now I'm using Wix, right? So there's a number that I have with Wix that, and I was trying to, but I'm trying to get, I want to cancel Wix, but I'm trying to still find out if I can keep my same phone number, that I got from them.
Is it a 951 area code number or 909? What area code is for
Marietta? It's a 916.
It's a
916.
Oh, it's still 916. Yeah, I would recommend that we get one for that area. So we could put a call tracking number on there. Where we would purchase, you know, and again, I don't know without looking it up what the area code is. I'm thinking it might be 951.
951, yeah, I believe it's 951.
That's what I'm thinking too. So what we could do is we could purchase a brand new 951 area code number, and then we could forward it to your number when they call. So even if behind the scenes they're calling 916 area code, the end user wouldn't see that. It would look like a local number. Okay.
So I was looking at, you know, just getting rid of Wix, and then going to, get Ring Central.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can add all these numbers, the Sacramento, you know, 916-999-9124, that one, and then the new one for Murrieta, and they can all dial into my Ring Central.
So does Ring Central go to you, or is it like an answering service?
Yeah. No, it'll go to me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, whatever way you want to do it, as long as you give us the correct number you want the calls forwarded to, then we can do that, no problem. What's the zip code for Marietta?
Let me just double check here. The zip code is 92563.
Okay, so right now the your personal line is the one we're talking to on now, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll just put that in here for now, but of course we're going to have to get a 951 number, but that's no problem. So.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't want to put anything in that will conflict with the Sacramento one. That's why I noticed.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Give me a second. Okay. So what's the rest of the address for Marietta?
It's going to be, hold on, I just moved there, hold on. It's going to be 36680 Wandering Place, WANDERING Place.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Marietta, 92563.
Okay, got it. So let me save this address here. And then, do you already have a website for the new location, or do you want us to include one? It wouldn't cost extra if you want us to include one.
Yeah, please include one, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, perfect. So we'll include one for you. And then how do you want to do it for the budget-wise? Do you want to do 700 for the Google Ads going for the new one and then cut Sacramento down to 300, or how do you want to do it?
Yeah, we'll try that, yeah.
So let me just adjust the invoice for Sacramento so that it will start going as 300. So Google Ads. Here we go. That's smart to do, too, because with a new location, the more ads you put on it, it'll jumpstart that profile and you'll get results quicker. So moving forward, the Sacramento one will bill at $549 monthly, and that includes the $300 of Google Ads. So let me just edit it in one more place here.
And I noticed that some of the keywords, I've noticed there's one that's just shutters. For the keywords, and because everything's like shutter install, shutter repair, but I didn't see one that just says shutter, because most people, when they go for look for shutters for the window cover, they just put shutters.
Yeah, okay, we can have that added, because if we bring on board a new industry, what happens is they don't have to do another client interview. They'll just mimic what they've done for Sacramento and do it for the new location. So it's good that you're telling me that, because now we can include it from the get-go with the new location, but also add it to the Sacramento. And I agree with you. Most people are going to just put in shutters. They're not going to put in installation or repair. You know what I mean? Please add shutters to keywords. Okay, perfect.
How long will this take effect?
So for the map listing, we typically quote 30 to 45 days. The ads go up much quicker, as you know. We say within 2 weeks, but I've seen them up there on a special request in like 5 or 6 days. And then the website, of course, and the directories, all that will launch first. That only takes like 1 to 3 business days. So I'm just going to adjust the invoice here. Okay, so for Ruben.